So what's a typical clinical situation where you use the drug?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. The one area where I think that there's clear benefits is in the patients with favorable cytogenetics. Several of these studies showed that the patients with core binding factors, et cetera, you add it to the chemotherapy and there's benefit. And the patients with intermediate risk cytogenetics, they also benefit. So if I had today a patient with favorable or intermediate risk cytogenetics that I'm going to give them 3+7, I would add gemtuzumab for sure at this dose. The analysis showed that the benefit was questionable or non-existent with patients with bad cytogenetics, with adverse risk cytogenetics. But, you know, many times you don't have the cytogenetics and it didn't cause harm to those patients. It didn't benefit. Now, I'm in a situation where my cytogenetics come back very quickly, but that's not always the case. But I would start the treatment with the gemtuzumab. If I get the cytogenetics and they are adverse, well, then you can then not continue that in the consolidation and just keep going with the chemotherapy. So that wouldn't deter me from using gemtuzumab. I would just wait and see what happened with the cytogenetics and then decide what I'm going to do for consolidation. But certainly, low risk and intermediate risk, I would definitely use it.
So it's really amazing how much there is to talk about in AML nowadays.
Yeah.
We could go on for a long time, but